每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
12月1日，破碎的家。因为他们的住处，他们的心中都是邪恶。至于我，我要求告神，耶和华必拯救我。诗篇55篇15节和16节。破碎的家庭已成为美国第一大社会问题，并最终会导致社会文明的毁灭，因为任何一个社会的基本单位都是家庭。家庭一旦破裂，社会也危在旦夕。它威胁着美国人的生活。它不会是令人震惊的头条新闻，但它却像是白蚁一样蚕食着美国结构的核心。现在正是我们所谓的婚姻家庭专家们转向圣经的时候了。我们读过报纸上的专栏，听过电台的辅导节目，精神科医生也业务繁忙。然而在伊甸园设立了第一对婚姻并使夫妻成为一体的那一位却被排除在外。让我们一同祷告。主啊，我为我深爱的国家中所有的家庭献上祷告。若没有你的爱和智慧的指引，我们的社会终将毁灭。奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
December 1st, the broken home. There is sin in their homes, and they are polluted to the depths of their souls. But I will call upon the Lord to save me, and He will. Psalm 55:15-16. Broken home has become the number one social problem of America and could ultimately lead to the destruction of our civilization. Since the basic unit of any society is the home, when the home begins to break, the society is on its way to disintegration. It is a threat to the American way of life. It does not make screaming headlines, but like termites,It is eating away at the heart and core of the American structure. It is high time that our so-called experts on marriage, the family, and the home turn to the Bible. We have read newspaper columns and listened to the counselors on the radio. Psychiatrists have had a land office business. In it all,The one who performed the first marriage in the Garden of Eden and instituted the union between man and wife has been left out. Let us pray. I pray, Lord, for the homes in this beloved country. Without your love and wisdom guiding us, our society will crumble. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you.